An upstate pro-business group is out with ratings for the state Senate and Assembly and finds, not surprisingly, that more liberal Democrats are at odds with the group's agenda than conservative-leaning Republicans. Unshackle Upstate says that could have implications for the group's interest if Democrats take over the state Senate in November. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Unshackle Upstate ranked state lawmakers for their stance on several bills that the pro-business group supports, including Governor Cuomo's plan to offer tax-free packages to some new or expanding businesses near college campuses, and an extension of the Brownfields program to give tax credits for repurposing old industrial sites. Unshackle's Brian Sampson says while members of the Senate leadership coalition of Republicans and moderate Democrats ranked relatively highly on the group's scorecard, many members of the more left-leaning majority party Assembly Democrats did not. He credits the Senate coalition for also stopping bills, like one to allow individual cities to set their own minimum wage.
Less negative bills are getting to the floor, things that will have a dramatic impact on our economy here in upstate and the wallets of upstate taxpayers versus the Assembly, which tends to put more of those socially liberal tax and spend policies on the floor for a vote.
The Senate leadership coalition holds power by a narrow margin, and Governor Cuomo has already promised the minor party, the Working Families Party, that he'll work to help Democrats regain control of the Senate in exchange for that party's endorsement in the fall elections. Sampson says he thinks the current coalition of the GOP and the Independent Democratic Conference is a success and should remain in place.
It's working, and we'd like to see that continue. We have some serious concerns about if the Senate Democrats, who have very clearly aligned with the Working Family Party, were to take over, what that means for our upstate communities.
While Unshackle Upstate did not rate candidates in the governor's race, Sampson says Cuomo's record is mixed. He says the governor deserves credit for 4 on-time budgets and holding the line on spending, as well as enacting a property tax cap. But he says he is concerned over Cuomo's pledge to help Democrats regain the Senate and the priorities that they might favor.
Things like farm labor, anti-fracking, increasing the minimum wage, paid family leave, all of those things, either by themselves or in a package, would be devastating, not only to an upstate economy, but to a statewide economy. Could Wall Street and the Fortune 100s absorb them? Absolutely. Could an Irondequoit liquor store or a Green Acres apple farm, you know, can they take them on? Maybe not. Likely not.
After the Unshackle Upstate report was released, showing the Senate Republicans with the highest ratings among state lawmakers on a pro-business, anti-tax agenda, Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos issued an open letter to New Yorkers where he warned against a Democratic takeover. Skelos said, allowing a small, radical faction of avowed leftists to run New York's entire state government would have disastrous consequences. A spokesman for the Senate Democrats, Mike Murphy, shot back that Republicans have controlled the Senate for over 50 years, and he says New York still has higher taxes, a crippled upstate economy, and out-of-control mandates. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.